from Kelly Rink.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions on it. Okay, this service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, and Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in this November, this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? Would that be for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix, you know, of Democrats and some Republicans candidates if they are better?
All Democrat.
All Democrat, okay. All right, ma'am, in which of the following seven reasons is biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? To support public schools by stopping, you know, the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, to stop Texas, show me your papers, allow, you know, law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if the person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Or to stop, you know, Texas extreme abortion law bans, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to stop Donald Trump and his mega followers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns, if have mental illness history.
Do I need to just pick one?
Yes. Which one would be your biggest motivator?
To stop Trump.
To stop, okay, stop Trump mega follower, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and which is your next biggest motivator?
The anti-abortion.
Okay, fix the anti-abortion. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, in your opinion, which of these five is your worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? To take away women's freedom and to control their own babies and health are, you know, and healthcare decisions, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, or no exceptions for, you know, for when the life of a woman is at risk, or requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11?
The first one, the freedom.
Take away, okay, the freedom, okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your gender, male, female, or other?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island, or white, Caucasian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have at least one college degree that require four or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And finally, can you mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the followings to get news or entertainment? TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount. Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
What about Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
YouTube TV?
No.
TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
And Facebook or Meta?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.